This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that there is no greater tool than democracy for building an inclusive society. Addressing the special session of the National Assembly of Parliament of Guyana, Mr. Modi said that the strongest mantra before the world to move forward is democracy first, humanity first. He said, democracy is in our DNA, in our vision and in our conduct. Prime Minister Modi said during crisis in any country, around the world, India's sincere effort is to be the first responder and reach out to help. He said, India has never moved forward with an expansionist mindset. He said, today India stands in favor of global development and peace in every way. Mr. Modi said, with this spirit today, India has also become the voice of the global south. Prime Minister Modi said, today the world is facing numerous challenges including terrorism, drug trafficking and cybercrime. He emphasized that we all must confront these issues collectively to shape a better future for the coming generations. Prime Minister Modi said the bond between India and Guyana is special. He said around 180 years ago an Indian had first come to Guyana and since then, India and Guyana have always been close to each other. He said the Indian arrival monument in Guyana is a symbol of this closeness. Mr. Modi said Guyana has given him the highest honor and for this he thanked all citizens of Guyana. Mr. Modi invited Guyanese parliamentarians to visit India. Prime Minister Modi was the first Indian Prime Minister to address the special session of the parliament, which was convened by Speaker Mansoor Nadir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also paid homage to Mahatma Gandhi at a statue in the historic Promenade Gardens in Georgetown, Guyana. Mr. Modi recalled Bapu's eternal values of peace and non-violence, which continue to guide humanity. He also paid floral tribute at the Arya Samaj Monument. Prime Minister Modi also visited the Indian Arrival Monument at Monument Gardens in Georgetown. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi also visited the Saraswati Vidya Niketan School in Guyana. Secretary, Eastern Ministry of External Affairs, Jaydeep Mazumdar, has stated that after 56 years, an Indian Prime Minister has visited Guyana, therefore, the visit holds great significance. Briefing the media in Georgetown, Mazumdar highlighted the growing importance of India-Guyana relations over the past year and a half, marked by several high-level meetings. He noted that Prime Minister Modi's current visit sets the stage for a broader and deeper relationship between the two countries. During the discussion, Prime Minister Modi and Guyanese President Dr. Irfan Ali covered the full range of India-Guyana relations. 10 agreements were signed addressing areas such as hydrocarbons, energy, health and pharmaceuticals, agriculture, digital cooperation, culture and defense and security studies. Mr. Mazumdar also mentioned that during the India-CARICOM summit, leaders of CARICOM nations expressed appreciation for India's support during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and US Secretary of Defence Lloyd Austin have commended the progress achieved by the India-US Defence Partnership based on increased operational coordination, information sharing and industrial innovation. Both leaders met on the sidelines of the 11th ASEAN Defence Ministers Meeting Plus, ADMM Plus at Vientiane, Laos yesterday. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that by 2030, the country will have a 1,000-gigawatt grid connected through the length and breadth of the country. Addressing the UK-India Technology Futures Conference in New Delhi yesterday, the minister said that India is the best place in the world to provide a sustainable infrastructure to the digital world. Mr. Goyal added that India provides a huge potential to the United Kingdom for collaboration and investment in technology due to advantages it has like trained manpower, robust legal system and an advanced technological ecosystem. Mr. Goyal added that India and UK can collaborate on technology in the fields of artificial intelligence, education, telemedicine, climate modeling, among others. In the FIBA Asia Cup 2025 basketball qualifiers, India will face Qatar at home today at the Nehru Indoor Stadium in Chennai. Placed in Group E alongside Iran, India has lost both of their opening matches against Kazakhstan and against Iran. And that is the end of this news bulletin.